Tonight on TMSPM, Boner Unleashed.
Will Ferrell is Reagan.
It's probably Boehner Unleashed.
Yeah, it is Boehner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is China fat?
Steam wants your Bitcoin.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM edition. It's Thursday. It's the afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. That means PM edition of the show brought to you by you fine folks at home who help us out at patreon.com/TMS. Thank you so much for being here. By the way, I heard today's show by walking up to my Alexa and saying, my Echo, and saying, Alexa, boop, boop, play the most recent, the morning stream episode, please. And it goes, playing the morning stream from today's date via tune in radio, something or other. And then it played it.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that's totally cool.
Yeah. Did you know you could do that with our own shows?
I don't know. I knew I could do that with TMS. I don't think you can do it with Coverville. I don't think you can say, Alexa, play Coverville. Play the latest Coverville.
We should try that.
We should try
that. I wonder if it'll work. I think it might. I don't know. What do I know?
Didn't somebody say, it was Who's Brian if it wasn't working? Maybe Coverville works. I don't know.
Oh.
But you should listen to the most recent cover because it rocked. It was all about Prince.
It was. Not the prince, not the sitting prince who just had a kid and is married to the Mapplethorpe lady or whatever her name is. What's her name? Not Mapplethorpe. Trinity Lovington. What's her name? What's the queen? The
Middleton.
Kate Middleton. That's it. She's the one. She's the one and not him. Yeah. We're not talking about him. We're talking about Prince, the dearly departed, who did not have a will, by the way. Did you hear about that?
Wait. What? Say that again?
Prince has no will.
Oh, right. I know. And so it's opened up this whole legal battle between all the siblings.
Yep. Nobody knows.
All the princelings are wondering who's going to get their cut of the pie.
Yeah. I think that's unfortunate because there's going to be some fighting. If you don't do your will, then this is what happens. People fight, especially when you have a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
I want all the purple shit. I wonder who gets all the purple stuff. There's got to be a lot of purple stuff, Brian. Like
I
boxes
like
of purple
clothes,
stuff.
Like clothing up the wazoo, guitars.
Yep. Scarves.
There's that wazoo again.
There's that wazoo. There's scarves. There's got to be some kind of head hair things.
Oh, lots of headbands. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think there's any?
I want the sunglasses that have that third glass above the two eyes.
Oh yeah, that's a weird one.
That was more recent Prince kind of stuff. But
do you think he has any raspberry berets laying around?
I'm sure he does.
Like the kind you'd find at
a
secondhand
store. I'll bet he
gets
raspberry berets thrown up on stage, like the bare naked ladies got Kraft macaroni and cheese.
You don't want to know what actual bare naked ladies get when they're on stage, though.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, and bacterial infections. Okay. I got something really cool I wanted to talk about. I got from Corinne, not only a friend of ours, co-creator and co-helper when I build anything around Nerdtacular, an amazing person. She gave me this. Fable Comics. You're not getting video here.
No, show me video.
Now you're getting video. Well, Comics, this book. Now, it's not Fable like the Fable comics you're thinking of.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when you said that. It's like, DC's been doing, it's DC, right? That's been doing Fable forever.
Correct. And it's really good, you know, so not to dismantle that at all. But this says here, amazing cartoonists take on classic fables from Aesop and beyond. So if you go in here and go like, all right, we're going to take a look at the townhouse and the, here we go. The Townhouse and the Country Mouse by Tom Gauld.
Oh, Town Mouse and Country Mouse.
What did I write?
You said townhouse.
I meant town. You know why? Because Taylor bought a townhouse today.
Oh, wow.
I think I graduated into a new parenting graduation. Because when your kid is, it's one thing for them to finish high school, get out of their life, get a job, continue in college, like all that stuff matters. That's all important. Mm-hmm. When they get married, it's even a bigger deal. Like, wow, that's a huge step. And now they are buying their own condo. Turned us down when we said, well, you guys, you need any help? Like, we could help with a down payment. You know, we're trying to help them. And they said, nope, we got it, Dad. I could not be more proud of them.
No kidding. That's awesome.
Out on their own.
Good for them.
Getting a house. They got a dog already. They rescued a Rottweiler. And they're moving in. They've signed the papers today. I'm really happy for it. Anyway, moving on. It's only a matter of time before I am a grandpa, dude. Because that's the next stage, right? That's stage next.
That's definitely the next stage, yeah. Grandpa Johnson. Anyway, my lawn!
These are full of all these great artists like George O'Connor, Maris Wicks, Vera Brusgold, and Charlize Harper, is how you say it. There's others. R.O. Beckham. And they're all these ancient tales, and they're all done in the different styles of the different artists. And they're super cool.
That is really cool.
Yep. I'm going to recommend people check this out, and huge thanks to Corinne for even thinking of me.
Yeah, and I hope that DC lawsuit doesn't hurt him too bad. But this sounds like such a great thing.
Yep. Exactly. I hope DC, you know what? Quit ceasing and desisting, DC.
DCing and desisting. DC sisting. There's something. There's a joke there. Make it. Do it yourself, people.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you expect from us?
Yeah, exactly.
We're still reeling from all the Taco Bell Brian ate. What'd you get, by the way? What'd you get?
The fans, quote unquote, brought back the Crunch Burrito
Supreme.
Is it something like that? It's like the, basically it's them saying, oh, we could invent a whole new item by just taking Fritos and accidentally dropping them in the burrito before we wrap it up.
You remember that time Bill did it when he was working in the back? Well, we've turned that into a real plus. We turned lemons into lemonade.
Check it out, boss. We now have 8 ingredients to choose from.
Thanks to Bob. Thanks, Bob.
And now the options are unlimited because we can put them in any order we want and create a new item.
Can we make a Baja Blast frozen drink with Fritos in it? Yeah.
Anyway. 9 items now.
I love the Taco Bell guy voice is a pretty good one. We should keep it. We should hang on to that one.
Taco Bell guy.
So all right. So you had that. That was good. Is it all right? Or
it was good. Yeah, and it came with a it was like a combo, and it came with a Doritos Locos taco.
And I know
it's not Mexican food. People, listen. We're in Colorado.
Oh, we know.
We get some of the best Mexican food, but the amount of calories that you go for lunch somewhere. And you're thinking, oh, I'm going to get a lot of calories if I go to Taco Bell, but not if I go to the Mexican restaurant. No, because they bring you the bowl of chips mm-hmm. and the salsa, mm-hmm. and you eat the entire bowl before they even come and take your order.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what was that? I can't remember which point I was arguing.
The whole point is,
I think I was arguing the point that it's not, I know it's not Mexican food.
We're all aware of it. I think they're aware of it. We're all aware that it's not Mexican food.
Oh, yeah, you know, because they don't even put on their signs or menus or anything. Mexican food.
Yeah. It used to be come to the border or go for the border. What was it? Run to the border, I think is what it was.
Make a run for the border. Get the runs at the border.
But they never said where you had to get the runs to, did they? They could have meant the border of, I don't know, Arkansas and Louisiana.
Right.
Or Louisiana if you live there.
Louisiana.
All right. Let's do some afternoon news, and then we got some other stuff all lined up for today. Here's this little intro right here. Right here. Oh, that's not it.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast.
Oh, gosh, dang it.
Radio today is different.
Sorry.
Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
All right, it's the news brought to you by.
Michael is a young boy that lost his mother at an early age when a creature not from this world died at his feet. Because of that, he finds that he's able to control the elements through music. As he hones his abilities, he draws the government's eye down upon him. Now forced to run, he needs to find out why the creature chose him to inherit these powers on that day so very long ago. If this sounds interesting to you, head on over to inkshares.com/books/witchhunt to pre-order today and help an author get his first book published.
Are you going to go back to get the Tracer cup, or are you just going to live with your Winston one? What are you going to do there?
Oh, it's not like I'm saving this thing.
Are they crappy?
As soon as I finish the Diet Pepsi in here, it's not good.
It's not a good cup.
No, it's not like a hard, like it's not like the World of Warcraft cups from AMPM a few years ago.
Oh, those were
this
great.
Is their standard thin plastic cup.
F that then.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
exactly.
This will not protect your drink.
Right, exactly.
All right, let's get to it. We got some news about Boehner.
John Boehner
of the previously Speaker of the House position. Which, did you hear about what's his name getting put in jail for only 15 months? But he's 72 years old and was like molesting kids in high school. What was his name?
This is the
What's the guy's name?
Indiana? No, where was it? It's
I can't think of his freaking name.
He was, yeah, he they was showed the house. They showed him going to the courtroom and
yeah,
and getting confronted by one of his victims and stuff.
And his victims
Dennis
are their,
Hastert.
Hastert, yeah. And his yeah. and his victims are like in their 50s. They mm-hmm. were high school kids at the time.
Jeez.
And he's just admitting to it all. Yep, I did. I'm a piece of shit, basically.
Well, what's he gonna do?
Thanks a lot, Dennis Hastert. Does every politician have to be a douche? Do y'all have to do this? Can't y'all not be terrible, horrible, victimizing buttholes sometimes? Can you try that? Way to go. And he's a Democrat. Look at me ripping on a Democrat.
Right.
Blowing people's minds. All right. Boehner, Boehner, Boehner.
Boehner, Boehner, Boehner.
He has unleashed his inner Boehner. He has... he has said
you
something.
Should write that for the HuffPo.
He is freaking out because he really does not like Ted Cruz, and he calls Ted Cruz. This is again Republican ex Speaker of the House John Boehner, friend of you know most
ultra tan, ultra orange former Speaker of
yes.
the House,
and I think a golfing buddy of Donald Trump. I think they golf and they get orange together, I think is what's going on.
Nice. Yeah. Tanning buddies, a self tanning buddy.
He calls Ted Cruz Lucifer and a miserable son of a bitch.
Wow.
John Boehner, the famously blunt ex-House speaker, left no doubt. He's not a fan of fellow Republican Ted Cruz leaping off the sidelines of the presidential race Wednesday. This was Wednesday night to unleash a stunning verbal lashing of the Texas senator, reportedly calling him Lucifer in the flesh and a miserable SOB. The longtime Ohio powerhouse has not been very outspoken on the race since retiring last year. He held little back when he was asked about the Texas senator and underdog in the GOP presidential race. I have Democrat friends and Republican friends. I get along with most everyone, but I have never worked with a more miserable son of a bitch in my life, he said, according to the Standard Daily.
Wow.
Stanford Daily, rather. He reportedly says he played golf with frontrunner Donald Trump, describing them as texting buddies.
I'd love to read that. I'd love to be a fly on the on the wall of that,
conversation. When I was golfing, did you find my finger short and stubby? Were they great, high energy?
I make great texts. Great text.
He says, let's see.
Not a fan of emojis. Low energy.
He says his relationship with Governor John O'Kasich, or Kasich. Kasich's not O'Kasich. John O'Kasich.
Lead singer of the Cars, John O'Kasich.
Who's going to drive you home? says it requires more effort.
You pick the one song that was sung by Ben Orr. Well, not the one song, but...
Oh, you're right. That's not him.
Yeah, that's Ben
You
Jim
might
Orr.
Think I'm foolish. There you go.
There you go.
Who's the one that sings let Nobody Pick Your Bum? Who says that?
That is Rick O'Kasich.
Okay. Do you guys at home know what I'm talking about? Because if you don't, I have a version of it right here. Tell me you don't hear him say... Hold on. Here we go. Don't let nobody pick your bum. Don't let nobody
pick
your
bum. Totally sounds like that. It reminds me of Batman pooping snakes.
He says, that is the best thing ever today. He says he really likes him too. It takes more effort, but he loves him and their friends. He also said he'd vote for Trump in a general election, but not Cruz. You know, generally speaking, that has been the one consistent thing here. And I can't tell if that's good or bad because maybe he goes against the grain and that pisses off the establishment. That's what he would say. But nobody on the inside likes Cruz. They all freaking hate his guts. It's like universal across. It's the one thing Democrats and Republicans agree on is they all hate Cruz. They really do. They don't like him. Like, he's just kind of a weirdo.
He is. Well, he's so pandering. I mean, it feels like he is anyway. Just from the little sound bites and stuff that they pull, he'll affect this great Southern accent when he's talking in Iowa. Mm-hmm. And he's on the basketball court talking about how high the basketball ring is.
Yeah, the ring.
The basketball ring.
Blowing our minds with your sports knowledge there, Ted.
Yeah, exactly. The whole... You know, this, if nothing else, this year, I hope all of this crap going on points to our election system and says, you know, maybe it needs a little bit of work. If a couple of guys can game the system by saying, I'm not going to go stump in your state, you don't go stump in my state, and we'll try and win these states so that we can get enough or pull enough votes away from this other guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's
pretty weird.
Not, That's not people saying, you know, vote for me because I'm the best. That's people saying, well, let's see if we can...
loophole. Let's get a loophole going.
That's right.
I agree, but
let's
I don't...
Let's see if we can hot this up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, this bitch.
I don't have very much hope that it will change, but I'm also a positive guy. And, you know, all we need is good people in there, and we'll get them. It can't all be, it can't always be Hillary and Trump. Mm-hmm. This is just a weird freaking year. Those two chuckleheads, man. I don't want to vote for either one of them. Who am I going to vote for? Let's say that they get the nom. Let's say Trump gets it and Hillary gets it. Mm-hmm. I want neither of those. So what am I left with?
You do just like they said in Brewster's Millions, you vote none of the above.
I mean, I have to go in that little booth. I feel it's important civic duty. I'm not going to, if I vote for Green Party guy, it's not going to happen. It's not going to
Libertarian.
Yeah, or any of those guys. It's none of that's going to work. Plus, they're all kind of, everyone's nuts. Let's move to, where are we moving? Let's move somewhere.
I don't know.
Let's go to Trudeau up in Canada. He's a sweet. Sure. He's a nice guy.
And he's handsome.
Yeah. And he knows stuff. He knows French.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't think Cruz is a Lucifer son of a bitch or whatever. Let's move on. We got this here story about Will Ferrell. Speaking of presidents of these states united, Ronald Reagan, a favorite of many, is going to be played by Will Ferrell in a movie called Reagan.
Hmm.
I don't know if this is serious or not, but the serious in terms of it being a comedy or a serious drama. But Mike Rosilio wrote the script, which appeared on last year's Blacklist. That's weird. How does that work? Blacklist? That's the show, right?
Yeah, a Blacklist script. It doesn't necessarily mean, not the show The Blacklist, because that's one word.
Oh.
This is a Blacklist script.
Oh, well, that is confusing then.
Mm-hmm.
The comedy actor or comedic actor already portrayed President George W. Bush in skits and on stage has his sights set on another Republican president, President Ronald Reagan. Ferrell is attached to star and produce the Reagan movie, a Blacklist script by Mark Rosario. When you hear your family, the Hollywood Reporter has confirmed Ferrell will produce via his production banner, Gary Sanchez Productions. Is that really his production house?
Yeah, it is. I don't know why, but it's isn't the logo like him in a sombrero?
Probably. And it's such a Ferrell thing to even read.
It totally is. Yeah.
No director is yet on board. I'll bet you money that his old pal Adam McKay maybe will do it. Or Adam McKay?
Adam McKay. Yeah.
Is it Adam McKay?
Adam McKay.
Yeah.
The director, the
one that did the Big Short, right?
Yes,
yeah,
right.
He's great.
He is great.
Have him do it.
That would be great. Weird seeing, you know, okay, his Bush is spot on,
I
mean, his George W. Bush is far and away.
Can someone capture out his Bush is spot on? You know what I'm going to do? I'll just mark it and go back later. It's fine.
We don't even have to ice warm
yet. Yeah, ice warm. Take a day off. I'm just going to take care of that one. His Bush was good, but I don't
George
see him.
George W. Bush.
Do you see him as Reagan at all? Because I don't know if I can see him as Reagan.
I've never seen him do Reagan on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Who could do Reagan? Oh, you know who could do Reagan? Let's just bring Bruce Campbell back from his time on the second season of Fargo. Have him be Reagan again.
Right. Who did Reagan in that? I want to say it was a made-for-TV movie. It's the guy who played the dentist on... Desperate Housewives, I think.
Oh, I never watched that show.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something else. I know he's done something else.
You know, when people ask me the three differences between me and Brian Ibbett, number one, I've never seen that show. He watched it all. Number two.
Oh, no, I didn't. I did not.
Number
first
two
seasons.
Number two. Well, that's a lot. Number two, he likes the Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. And number three, I'm trying to think of things that I do that you
Orson
don't do.
Orson Hodge, is that the character?
Orson Hodge, I don't know.
Oh, no, Orson Hodge was Kyle MacLachlan.
Oh, I like Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah.
I don't like his name, though. It's hard to say. Kyle MacLachlan.
Kyle MacLachlan.
In the arms of... They're not related, are they?
No, they spell it differently.
Okay. Just wondering.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's coming, so watch for that.
I'm going to try and find out who the actor is, because as soon as I point him out to you, you're going to be like, oh, I know that guy.
It says The Blacklist did a live reading of the script. What is The Blacklist that isn't the show? Because it's capitalized like an organization or title. The Blacklist did a live reading of the script in March and even saw James Brolin act as Reagan while John Cho played the intern. Lena Dunham and Nathan Fillion are also on the playbill. Are they sure we're not talking about the show?
Definitely not talking about the show, because none of those people are on the show.
That's a good point. Reagan's going after, what's his name, all on his own? Ultron. What's his name? David Spade. No. Spade. Jim Spade. Larry Spade.
Who are you talking about?
Spade.
James Spader.
James Spader.
Who are you talking about?
James Spader is who I mean.
Yeah, all right. I'm not going to find this guy's name. Dang it. I wish I could think of something else that he was on. But it was a show called, was it Ron and Nancy was the name of the movie or something?
Oh, right. It was about the, yes. Okay, hold on. Ron and Nancy. That's the one you're thinking of because it was really convincing.
Right. No, it wasn't called Ron and Nancy.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Positive, because I just did a search in IMDb and it's not called. Was it Ronald and Nancy?
Frick. Now it's bugging me. All right. Well, anyway, Ron and Nancy together at last.
Yeah, I wish I could remember that actor. All right. Well, you know,
she just died.
Somebody
right?
will tweet us like crazy.
How long has she been dead? Been a while now, right? A couple weeks, a few weeks, months. Nancy Reagan.
Oh, Nancy Reagan. Yeah. What was it?
Something like that.
A few months, right? It was just. Yeah, the funeral was just the end of no beginning of. March?
Yeah, and you know
end
what
of
I,
February?
You know what I didn't do? I didn't say something on the show I should have said, which was this. When I was in high school, that was the whole don't do drugs thing. Remember that? Just say no. Remember the whole just say no thing? Sure. And you and I in school were told this slogan. We had to like say it all the time. Mm-hmm. People were walking around with shirts on that said just say no. It was a great big deal. Some real Republican social stuff going on there. And when she died, or when I remember when that was going on, I remember in high school making the joke with my friend Dan or Mark or somebody, and I think I said, you know, I think it'd be really funny that when she died it would be from an overdose because she's so anti-drugs that she'd overdose on drugs. Geez. I remember saying that when I was like 16, and she's now died of normal causes. She lived a ripe old age, and as far as I know, never did any of those illicit drugs and is totally fine. So in a weird way, I feel like a veil has been lifted. Like a shroud over me has been lifted after all these years, Brian. She didn't die the way I had cursed her to die.
I'm glad.
Thank you.
James Brolin. Okay, I'm thinking of somebody else. James Brolin played him in The Reagans, which was the 2003 TV movie that I'm thinking of.
Oh, and it said right here, the reading of the script was done by James Brolin.
Maybe that's...
So maybe they'll get him back. No, they're hiring...
They're using Ferrell.
Yeah, that seems weird.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it's really weird. Bruce Campbell, bring him back. He was great. I like the Bruce Campbell bit, especially in the bathroom. The Bruce Campbell in the bathroom with a cop on Fargo talking. Remember that? Remember that?
And Fargo also had... Never mind.
No. What? No, what did it have?
I was going to say James Brolin, but he wasn't in it.
He was not. He was not in that.
He was not in that.
I like James Brolin a lot, though.
Yeah.
All right. China says they're all fat now.
We're too fat.
We're too fat. I can't do it. Stay on target. I'm too fat. China sees childhood obesity explosion in rural provinces. And why? They are blaming it on the Western diet. 29-year study published in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology says this. Went public on Tuesday, by the way. It says, noted that while China may be seeing rapid growth in its rural economy, it's also seeing a massive spike in fat kids. In 1985, less than 1% of boys and 1.5% of girls in the Shandong province were considered obese, but by 2014, almost 17% of boys and more than 9% of girls were categorized as such. Big chunky boys.
Mm-hmm.
This is extremely worrying, says Yup Perk. Yup Perk. Is that the name?
Jupperk.
Is it Jupperk?
Jupperk.
That's a
Joe P. Perk.
Joe P. Perk. I'm Joe P. Perk. Cardiovascular prevention spokesman for the European Society of Cardiology said in a statement, quote, it is the worst explosion of childhood obesity that I've ever seen. Well, that's weird. It is the worst explosion of childhood. There should be a comma there. I mean, it's funnier if it was a comma because it sounds like a child exploded. Anyway, China is set for the escalation of cardiovascular diseases and diabetes, and the popularity of the Western lifestyle will cost lives. So I guess burgers and fries and stuff. So good job, guys.
Well, and don't blame us. The Western diet.
Yeah, don't blame us exactly, because the Western diet includes all of Europe, or most of Europe, the United States, westernized countries, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's the British people eating like potato popsicles and like blood puddings and things. Blame it on them.
You don't see a lot of British obesity, though.
Oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
They
have a worse academic. They are worse than us.
They're oh, really?
The, oh, yeah. They're
the
bad.
The only fat British person I can think of are the Dursleys.
Wait, but when you went to, when you last been there, we'll see here, let's see.
I was 16 when I was, oh no, I take that back. It was 1998
how was last time I was in the UK. How obese is the UK, asks the Guardian, compared to other countries? Most people, it says more people in the UK are either overweight or obese than at any other time in the past 3 decades, according to new analysis of data. They're a bunch of fatties, dude. it actually shows, well, they're about on par with us, it looks like. Let's see. They're the only people considered underweight are below 18%. 30% and above are obese. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's bad. I'm trying to see where it compares to us, though. Where's the United States of America? Oh my gosh, our numbers are bad, too.
Yeah, we knew.
We're at... Let's see. I'm trying to see prevalence both sexes. Yeah, we're about where they are. So we're all Britain and us all fat.
Yeah, we're bad. We're bad. That's right. We're bad.
It's fine. We're bad. You know it. That's not the song at all. Okay, here's the next thing. Here's the story. You ready for this? Mm-hmm. Brian, you can now pay Bitcoin on Steam. You want to buy your Steam games with Bitcoin, now's
Fantastic.
Your chance.
Fantastic.
I still don't know how it works exactly, but here it is on Steam.
Basically, it's just a made-up currency that enough people have adopted to be able to say, all right, this is rare enough that we can pay, put a price on it.
Space points. Mm-hmm. Tom would probably argue everything we're saying, but that's okay.
He's not here.
He's not here.
He's in a car.
Yeah, Dave's not here, man.
No, he's probably not in a car anymore.
I would hope not. That's a long ways ago. Valve is preparing to implement Bitcoin support on Steam. Excuse me. Numerous reports today suggest the digital currency is likely to be a payment option quite soon. Screenshots taken from the Steam's private developer forums or if they are accurate. We are excited to announce that Steam is going to start accepting payments via Bitcoin, reads the announcement. We're using an external payment provider to process Bitcoin payments to help partners reach more customers on Steam. So I want to know how many out there in the chat room right now, if you can type this to us, how many of you are just sitting on a wad of Bitcoins and are about to cash it in?
Yeah, I'd be curious. I'd be curious to know if we have Bitcoin owners. What's in your Bitcoin wallet?
Yeah, what's in your Bitcoin wallet? Nothing. Okay, they're all saying not me. Oh, Krimis, right. Sima says me.
Yeah, and then he follows up two lines later with not me.
No. Bitcoins? Nope, don't have those. Yeah, no, I have a feeling that it's going to be a real small thing if it's anything at all.
Yeah.
And I would worry more about, there's a lot of weird hackery going on, like a lot of undergroundy weirdness with Bitcoin. It's not like it's your grandma paying for her power bill. It's people buying horse porn on the dark net.
The dark net
and their horse porn.
Speaking of the blacklist.
No kidding. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're reviewing a couple of apps because it is PM edition of the show, and that's what we do every other week. And then we've got your Twitter questions via the hashtag AskTMS. So if you haven't done one yet and you still have time, go ahead and put it in. Let's do some music, though. What do you have for the mid-show break?
Well, I have to look really quick and see which I said this one first, right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, well, the ID one.
Yes. Okay, good. All right, so... this one goes out to, I'm burping too. Gavin Barnett wrote in from Chesterfield in Derbyshire, England.
Yes.
And said, hi, Scott and Brian. I've been listening to TMS since the very beginning, but this is the first time I've decided on requesting a song. My girlfriend Michelle is returning to England after 6 months of working away in Italy, and I'll be making the journey to Stansted Airport to pick her up on the 29th. So I wondered if I could make a request for either the AM or the PM show on the 28th. I enjoy most of the music chosen by Brian on the show, but I have a particular love for the Baseballs, who I discovered through Brian playing a cover of theirs some time ago. I'd like to hear anything by the Baseballs or a cover of a Justin Bieber song by somebody actually talented. For some reason, Michelle is a Belieber, or any song with an Italian twist, being as that's where she's lived for the last 6 months. Lastly, I'd like to let Michelle know how happy I am to have my best friend and girlfriend back, as well as letting her know how much I love her. Love recording the show in slow-mo with GoPro. Signed, Gavin Barnett from Chesterfield in Derbyshire, England.
Like this time, right here.
We do. We suck at the teat of cable, and I'll tell you exactly why. You want to know why? I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why. We all talk like that slow. That's so weird.
It is really funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. All right. Well, so he's going to go pick her up tomorrow. And she's going to say, oh, it's so good to be home. But, you know, I want to go out. I want to go out and do something. Maybe go out dancing. And he's going to say, no, you've been gone for like 6 months. I don't want to go dancing. Let's stay home. Well, that little skit in my mind led me to exactly what we're going to play. It's a cover by the Baseballs. This is from their album Strike, which came out in 2009. It's a cover of the Scissor Sisters, who, as far as I know, don't have anything to do with Italy or Justin Bieber. Hey, you know, whatever. This is a cover of I Don't Feel Like Dancing.
I don't feel like dancing when the old Joanna plays. My heart could take a chance, but my two feet can't find a way. You think that I could muster up a little soft, too gentle sway. But I don't feel like dancing, no sir, no dancing today.
Wake up in the morning, well, boy, had we watched done. Used to be alive, but I don't need no other one. Oh, you like cutting up and carry on well and gone. So how can I feel so lonely when you're up getting down?
So I'll play along when I hear that special song. I'm gonna be the one who gets it right. You better move when you're swinging around the room. Looks like magic's only us tonight.
Like the old empires, when all you do is change clothes and call them versatile. You've got so many colors, make a blind man so confused. Then why can I keep up when you're the only thing that I lose?
So I'll just pretend that I know which way to bend. I'm gonna tell the whole world that you're mine. Just please understand when I see you clap your hands. It was take around, I'm sure that I'll be fine.
Is I feel like dancing now. That's the irony, Brian. Can you hear me? Oh, you're muted.
Yeah. I muted my mic because I opened the box with the darts in it.
Oh yeah, so let's see the darts.
Wanted to.
Let's take a look. Here, let me blow you up on the thing.
Where's the darts?
Right, nice, there. Normal darts. Are they the plasticky ends or the...
Yeah, they're the soft tip.
Okay. Well, only the tip. Remember that.
There's the board. Look at that. That's not where it's going to stay.
You're gonna throw it on there. I want to see you hit one.
No. Are you kidding?
Oh, dang it.
No, it'd probably like fall off. It's not precariously balanced on there, but it's... Right. I don't want it. Why tempt fate?
Yeah, don't tempt fate. Well, no, nobody ever won by doing that.
No, exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's move about in an orderly fashion and enter this room right here with this funny light that's blinking. See what's in here.
It's Slappy.
Yes, that's right. We're going to talk about some apps. We like to review apps on the show. They are often cross-platform. Seems these days that's pretty much the way it goes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But let's start with Brian this week. What have you been messing around with that you want to tell people about?
This is cool. So in addition, I talked to you a couple weeks ago about the Marvel Avengers Alliance 2, which now has a Spec Ops thing going on. If you're a player of that, then good luck to you in that. And I've also mentioned recently that I'm getting back into Star Wars Commander, which is the Clash of Clans style Star Wars game. Mm. But here's something brand new that I've been getting a kick out of.
Okay.
And this scratches an itch that I had way back in the old Nintendo original DS.
Ooh.
The little square.
The SPs.
SP. I thought it was DS because it was dual screen, but you're right. It didn't have a screen on the bottom. It just had.
Right.
It just folded up into a little square.
So they were the Game Boy Advance SPs, and they were the best form factor in the history of video games.
God, they were so great. Yeah. It was perfect. Yep. You stick that thing in a pocket and everything.
I loved it.
Well, one of the games on there that I loved was one was called Advance Wars, and it was a really cool.
I know what game it's going to be.
Do you?
Sorry, go ahead. I have it, but keep going. Sorry.
Okay. It was a game called Advance Wars, and it was so good. It was like a turn-based war game, and you had all these units, and you could choose which unit you wanted to move, and it would be able to move these many squares and fire in this many squares, and you were basically going up against an opponent. And it was just was such a great, had a great style to it, had a great feel of the game, etc. Yep. And I haven't really found anything I liked as much as that since. Like, they came out with a couple sequels. They were all right. There's Fire Emblem, which tries to do a similar thing with RPG elements, but still not quite what I'm looking for. Until this week, when Apple recommended a game called Warbits.
Yes.
And this game is a blast. It not only scratches the Advance Wars itch, but also... it had so much extra cool stuff with it. There's like a PvP component to it. There's a great campaign, but there is a level of sense of humor in this thing that is so damn fun. Are you playing it right there on the audio?
Yep. A little bit of sound from that.
It's so cool.
It has, if anything, it almost like, you almost feel like they're doing something illegal because the actual gameplay loop of it, like what you do in the game and how the units behave, it's identical.
Mm-hmm.
In all the right ways, don't get me wrong. Yeah. This is not a negative, but it is like a clone of Advance Wars. Someone finally made like a true clone of the game.
Totally. But it's, you know, you're playing with these little little mummy alien creatures that, you know, instead of little soldier units, you've got a little mummy alien soldier. And instead of like a tank, you've got this little mummy alien tank looking thing.
Yep.
Really, really cool. $2.99 on the Apple, on the App Store. I don't know how much it is on Android, but I think it is on Android. Let me confirm that, but it is a blast.
Pretty sure it's on both.
It's right there. Yeah. Yep. Touch Arcade has it for Android. It's actually $3.99 on Android, it looks like, but, super, super cool. And yeah, I mean, it's funny. You look at all the reviews, get your Advance Wars fix. Warbits has so much in common with Advance Wars. Like you Google Warbits and you get
these
comparisons to Advance Wars. But
yeah, it's hard to avoid it. It's so much like it. And in all the right ways, again, I don't see it as a bad thing at all. In fact, I've been wanting one of these for a very long time and it's so nice to finally have it. So,
oh, heck yeah.
It's great. Nice one. Good pick, Brian.
Yeah, fun.
Hell of a pick. I'm going to tell you about a little game, see if you can hear it here. Oh, no, it sounds like... Oh, I'm going to lose this one. All right, time's up. All right, it's a game called Sorry, I'm going to skip out of this. It's called Four Letters. I like board games. Big time okay. word game fan. I like words. I like to boggle myself to death. You know, those kind of mm-hmm. things are fun. Mm-hmm. Found this game called Four Words or Four Letters. Is it Four Words or Four Letters? Hold on. Oh, sorry. Four Letters. I always say Four Words.
Okay.
Four Letters, not Four Letter Words. I mean, they are four letter words, but they're never swear words, I found out. Anyway, it's really quite simple. You hit play and it gives you four letters and you got to make a word out of it. And there's a timer going. So I'm like, all right, lose. Mace. Or no. Same. Sorry. Same is a word. Lots. Let's see. Tens.
And the letters they give you always can form a word?
Always form at least a four-letter word. Always. Okay. Now, the trick part, evil, there's a word, gums, is that the more you go, the faster the timer gets. And if you get a word, it will refill some of the timer, sometimes all the way, sometimes not quite, depending on how long it took you. But they do get more complicated. The words get harder. They're not necessarily easy ones after a while. It quits being shoe and starts being, I don't know, I can't think of a good word, but like an odd word, like leak, but not the pelt. Like pelt is a good one. Yeah, like that. And you think it's going to be so easy, you're just going to breeze through this thing. But man, it gets so intense. And toward the end, you're just like, oh my gosh, I got my own. And your brain starts farting on you. It's awesome.
That's cool.
It's really, really good.
Stuff like this. Cool.
I think it's a free one.
I'm grabbing it now. It is totally free. Yeah.
Yeah, free. It's called Four Letters, available on both Android and iOS, is my belief. And then just a small mention on the side, like French fries in the wind. I'm going to mention this. The other day, put out on Twitter that I was looking for, did anyone have a good Picross ripoff? Like, because Nintendo made that great Picross 3D game or whatever it was back in the day. And I said, is anybody making a good Picross kind of game? I assumed that was a brand name and then Nintendo owned it.
Yeah, no, that's not a Nintendo. Is it Japanese? Or I know it was...
It's like saying Sudoku or crossword. It's not a thing no one owns the name.
Yeah.
But I swore it. To me, it was like Kleenex. It was like, oh, it's a brand.
Right.
Right.
That Nintendo invented and all that.
Yeah, no. I was sure of that. Yeah. And you know what? Totally, totally right. You're right. It is not a thing that you can copyright. So I found a bunch of recommendations. People just flooded me with a recommendation for a game called Paint It Black.
Mm.
And it is everything I wanted from a Picross game. And I don't want to go into a bunch of detail what Picross is. If you don't know, you don't care already. But if you like that kind of puzzle game, it's extremely good.
I love Picross.
I got so addicted to the
Nintendo stuff. There was even a Picross 3D where you built things in three dimensions, obviously.
Then this is for you, dude. I'm telling you, you're going to love
this. I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah, better on phone than iPad. It just seems a little bit of a waste to have an iPad-sized version of it.
Oh, really?
That's something I noticed. It's not like it's bad. It just... I don't know. It seems just blown up for old people to me.
Oh,
it's hard to explain. It's better on the phone, in my opinion.
Okay.
It also. Oh, by the way, I should have mentioned this. That four letters game.
Yeah.
Four letters from before. That plays on your watch.
Yes, I noticed. I saw that, and I immediately.
It's perfect for that. It's round. It's like this little quick way to tap your. It looks like maybe the first game you'd even care about on a watch, to be honest.
Yeah, there have been some really crappy ones, so
yeah,
I'm excited about that.
So check that out. But anyway, cool. It's really neat, and both of those games have been real good at keeping me happy when I need a little bit of a distraction. So
nice.
Check those out. Again, that is Paint It Black and Four Letters. And I had a bunch of others I was going to talk about, but I'm not going to do it today. I'll save them.
Paint those four letters black.
Like Spell Spire was really good. PKT Ball. Oh my gosh. It's like Pocket Ball. There's so many cool games. We'll wait for next time.
I have too many. Yeah, I've had so many recommendations of things that I still haven't played. Night Story. I still haven't played Barrier X, which I think were both either recommendations from you or recommendations from somebody.
Yep, I have that one. I think someone also recommended. Where's that one? This game called Spell Spire. I really like Fishing Break. I talked about last time.
Yes, Fishing Break. Yeah, there's even a Tadpool group on Fishing Break.
Oh my gosh, dude, that game is disgusting. I also played a game I'm not going to recommend because it'll just piss you off, but I kind of like it. It's called Valet. Uh-huh. And it's this valet parking simulator.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds super dumb, but it's actually kind of fun and very infuriating when you don't get this car.
I just parked the Benz right behind that Rolls Royce, and now the guy needs his Rolls Royce. How am I going
to
get it? Because
all you ever do is park, and the way it works is these cars are coming ripping down the road, and you need to just slide into a parallel spot. And sometimes the cars are faster than usual. Sometimes the spots are shorter than usual. And you need to time it really well or else you're going to crash the thing. It's a super pisser.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me, too, that it was like Parking Dash. Like,
no, I wish.
Like, I'm waiting for my red convertible. Oh, I'm waiting for my blue.
That's a great idea. Does that not exist yet?
I bet it's got it. If it doesn't, we need to focus on Comic Book Dash.
Yeah. How can a diner dash like game not exist in the valet parking world? That's super weird. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, we're going to do tweets now. These are questions you've asked us throughout the day using the hashtag AskTMS. And we're real glad that you guys do that.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
And there's this. Bird goes tweet. And that guy on Twitter lied.
That guy on Twitter lied.
Oh, also Birdman. Okay. We got an email here from, let's see, I'm going to get the live ones here. Okay, here we go. Nicholas Perez. Ask TMS, if you were forced to give up one of your podcasts and could never remake or do something similar, which one and why? That's a hard one. I don't know. Ooh. They're like my babies.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Could it be anything from podcast history? Because, I mean, I'm doing,
I don't know.
You know.
You mean one you've already given up?
Yeah, and basically just saying you could never do that one, a show like that again. I mean, I guess that's kind of cheating, right? That's kind of half.
Yeah. I mean, if I was forced to, I guess I'd say one of the ones that have already ended. Mm-hmm. But if I had one that was, I assume he means active today. Like which active one today? I can't do this question.
I'd give up From the Helicarrier only because it's so niche that I wouldn't feel like I'm locking myself out of anything else. Like locking myself out of a comedy podcasting thing with this, I'd never give up this or Coverville and, you know.
Yeah. Right. Like you're exactly. I'd have to have something
like that.
I couldn't
give up Film Sack.
I don't really have anything like that right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the.
If I could give it up, I've given it up already.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the way it is. Like.
Yeah. It's a weird question. Cover Cat says, when will you have me on as a guest? Well, she's on all the time.
Guest all, yeah, exactly. She's sitting there right now.
Kitty,
let's get her to pop her head up.
Kitty Inara. What's the matter? Cover Cat taken? All right. We've done superhero ones before. We're not doing that one. Let's see. Here we go. Peter Fisher writes in the Azeroth presidential campaign, who surprisingly has come out against Sylvanas Windrunner or Garrosh or Varian Wrenn?
Mancrick.
Who has surprisingly come out against?
Mancrick has come out and said.
Mancrick.
My wife.
Oh, no.
What happened to my wife? Centaurs took her.
Van Cleef. It's all Van Cleef at this point. Van Cleef.
Vanderlip.
Chad. I haven't done that to her in a while. Chad Willett says, I use Skype for business at work. Basically, you just took the place of Microsoft Link. How would you guys use it? Well, I know what we want out of it. And I don't think it's what Skype wants us to want out of it. Like what I want out of Skype for business is a better Skype.
Right. You want the ability to change volumes. Like you want more a robust interface with controls that the average
like volume
column mom in Denmark doesn't need.
Yeah, like volume and
wouldn't think that would be
muting,
trivial, right?
Yeah, muting individual people, like little. No, we're not talking about complicated things here. I want that stuff. So if what they're trying to sell people on is you can have a conference with all your Japanese factories at the same time as your European sales executives, I don't give a shit about that. I care about let's have a better podcast. Simple as that. Simple as that for me. We're gonna try it. Orion for sure is. I don't know if it's gonna let me on that one or not, but you are for sure, and we'll see. We'll see how it is.
I got an invite to the beta, so we're gonna try it out.
David Washburn says, what mythical creature would you want as a pet? I want that big Atreyu dog.
I could have sworn we've gotten asked this because you said you wanted a griffin like in Harry Potter.
I've changed it again, I guess. I don't know. I feel like I'd like a dragony kind of big flying thing.
Sure, you got to have something you can fly on, right? Yeah, I can't remember what I said, though. That's the funny part is I can remember what you said is your answer to this question.
Anything at all. Any mythical creature. Yep. And I think creature is in its, like, not a person. So it can't be mythical in that, you know, I want to be Tony Stark. It's not like
sure,
that.
Sure, sure, sure. You know, like, I want a Minotaur, but you don't really want a Minotaur.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have a dragon.
Nobody
Duh,
wants a Minotaur.
I want Drogo.
Okay, Drogo. Drogo's the big...
Drogon.
Drogon? Yeah, Drogo's the man. He died.
Right, Khal Drogo. Yeah, not that. I don't want that.
Yeah, spoiler.
Thank you.
You don't want a man pet? Is that what you're saying?
I do not want a man pet.
There's one from Beffy Dino who says, dyeing my hair blue right now. If you were to have an unnatural color, what would it be? And he says, if you had hair, Coverfill.
Thanks.
What would you do?
It would probably be blue. I think blue's a great hair color.
Blue's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I'd go a shocking orange.
Mm.
Maybe a
would it
green.
Be like Boehner orange or more of a Trump orange?
No, like neither of those guys. It'd be more like, and they're about the same orange, first of all. Right. Probably go with like, I'm trying to think what's a good orange to compare it to. Like this hat. This hat that I'm holding up that Brian can't
sure.
see.
Can you I see, can
it?
See it?
Oh,
I can see it.
No, it's still on camera. Yeah. Like a shocking bright, like crossing walk orange.
Like a hunter orange.
Yes.
What do they call that? Day-glow or?
Day-glow orange. Hunter orange. Exactly. That's what mm-hmm. I want. I want to be able to be seen from space. Here's a new one. I'm not reading that one. That one's terrible. Okay. No, this is good. Jeff Langerd says, you are forced to choose a new co-host out of this group of people.
Okay.
And this is for both of us to ask. So mm-hmm. we'll ask answer separately. Third Eagle, mm-hmm. Weber Cooks, the Steven guy who says, there are many things you can
dump the rice into the thing. Yeah, the guy who got arrested for
child porn or something.
Let's
assume he's not a perverted weenie for a minute. Okay. Let's just say he's just a guy who makes food dumbly on the Weber University channel thing.
Okay.
And then you got Third Eagle, who I wouldn't be surprised had some things in his closet. But anyway.
Just the two? Wasn't there a third person?
Oh, I thought there was a third. He says, who is... Oh, I thought there was a third. Okay, so we have to choose... Oh, I said third because of Third Eagle. It threw me off.
Oh, okay. All right.
So Third Eagle or Weber Cooks, who do you pick?
Third Eagle, for sure.
Yeah, I would too. Duh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That Weber guy just go, there's many flavors. Like, he wouldn't do anything.
It's time for my recommendal. As we know, our topic this week was to pick a movie that did not star Kirk Cameron, which I found to be very difficult.
The show is over. It is the end times. No, he would be amazing. I would do that with him. Although it would be terrible, too. I don't want to make it sound like I think this would be a good experience. I think it'd be very bad. Mm-hmm. Dane Gustafson. Oh, don't you know the Gustafsons are asking us a question, don't you know? He says, what theme park would you most like to see based on a book, TV, movie, series, or video game world?
Yeah, that's a good question. We're getting a true Star Wars theme park section anyway.
Yeah, big park.
Big, huge and there's that Chinese Warcraft park, which I think could be done better. That would be my answer. I want a real Blizzard park. So not just Warcraft. Like, give me some Starcraft stuff in there. Give me some Overwatch business, some Overwatch rides.
I think you have good suggestions. Overwatch would be amazing. Any of the just a Blizzard themed thing would be really cool.
Blizzard theme park, yeah.
But if I had to be different and pick something totally different, I'd probably say an actual size as represented version of Jurassic Park. I want to ride around on those tracks. I want spinning dinosaurs that eat Newman. I want like big. I want that. That was an incredible thing when I saw that. I just went, oh my gosh.
Would you want any of the new Jurassic World stuff, like the hamster ball that can roll around and stuff?
That does look okay.
It does look pretty damn fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems a little over the. I mean, it seems like they didn't need those, but whatever. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know why those existed so that they would be cool to break apart and have a dinosaur rip into.
Yeah, because nobody was sitting there saying, well, Jurassic Park, you know, all those rides we've got everywhere else. There's nothing new there.
I know what we'll do. Make gerbil balls.
Right, exactly.
All right, here's one for the ages. Brian and Scott, best Winnie the Pooh impressions go. I can't do Winnie the Pooh. How does he go?
Oh. Christopher Robin.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, no, I guess that's the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, yeah. It totally is. Okay, I can do Pooh. I can do, like, him, the stupid whatever he is.
And then I went into my hovel, and I had some honey. I got stuck in the hole.
Who was the little weasel guy in the striped shirt? What was his name?
Piglet.
Piglet. Oh, he was a pig.
Yeah, the weasel guy.
I thought he was like a weasel. What was Tigger? A tiger?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he was, Scott.
All right. It's been a long time, dude. It has been a long time.
But strangely enough, Christopher Robin was not a bird.
Nope. He was a man. Boy. Man boy.
What was a rabbit? Nice job. Good news.
Okay, here we go. Say we wanted to go fishing in the tadpole. What would be the best bait to catch a Scott or Brian? What do you put on the hook to get us?
Oh, that's a good question. A beta key.
Yeah, beta keys are good. Beta keys,
right?
Are good.
Like dangle a beta key, whatever the game is.
How about a fresh... I'm gonna think of actual bait here.
Okay. Oh, really? Like food bait?
Seared steak cube.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't that sound good?
Still medium rare inside, but seared on the outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to have it nice and red. You got to squish that and have it bleed.
Yeah. All right,
I know what's up. Let's see. Which character or which play Overwatch character would you cosplay as? If I could choose, I think I'm probably going to say... Let me think. You know what I think would be fun? Okay, Zenyatta is the robot monk guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish there was... It'd be really cool if you could figure out a way to have some way of having a semi-invisible or hard-to-see thing that spun around your neck so that those balls were constantly hovering around your
hover?
Neck.
They just hover? Sure.
And you could have your crossed legs because they'd be fake legs, and you'd be floating in the air or looking like it because below that, you're wearing like black tights that blend into everything. That's what I'd do.
That's pretty damn cool.
I'd hover around going... There is happiness in the day of the thing. Like I'd say all the stupid stuff he says about right. How he's all so zen-like. He's always constantly going, ah, we are all in the iris now or whatever. That guy's great.
I think for me, Winston, cosplaying as a monkey, cosplaying as a robot.
I like it. I like it. That's not bad.
This will protect us.
Hey, right. Did you notice when, or have you noticed, I don't know if you've noticed this, the animated feature, their little short film they did where Manyata or Mandata died? And I told you about Zenyatta Mandata, right? That whole thing.
Right. That's where they got it, yeah.
I didn't know this, but those two characters are brothers. I found that out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Zenyatta is the brother of Mandata. And Mandata
that makes sense, right?
Trained all these other like Zen-like robot Omnic people. It's such a cool... Oh, and we barely know anything, and it's already a cool story.
Right,
I'm so excited.
That whole Tracer and Widowmaker story, or the little vignette, the Winston vignette was fantastic. So much potential in this thing.
It's so good. It's going to be great. And then Tracer says things like,
is that a frog in a bubble?
Is it a frog in a bubble?
Let's see. Finally, let's do one more. We already did the wrestler thing. Someone asked us last week. Maybe some of these are from last week. Let me just check. Okay. Oh, if you could get any one of the current presidential candidates on the show for an interview, who would it be? Probably Trump if he's willing.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Well, I mean, think about it. We're just like all the rest of the press at the end of the day. We want the most sensational, ridiculous thing to happen.
Exactly. It's not like it's going to necessarily influence our decision. It would be entertaining as hell.
Yeah.
You know, and what we'd do beforehand is we'd have three words that we would try to make Trump say.
Yeah. Totally. And it would be words like,
it wouldn't be
sorry.
Bing, boom, or bong.
No, it'd be sorry, thanks, modest, maybe is a good word. See if we can get him to squeeze those out. It'd be a real challenge.
I give
for
the
us.
Best thanks.
Yeah, nobody gives thanks like me. I don't like his thanks. Low energy thanks. Gary Johnson would be great.
And that would be the last episode that Jeannie would listen to.
You know, the one I would least want to have on? Is Clinton. I just don't like Hillary Clinton. She's just boring to me. I don't find her interesting.
Probably, yeah.
I think Fiorina or whatever her name is.
Carly Fiorina.
That lady. She's better. She is as female candidates go, I think she's more interesting to listen to than Hillary is.
You hear her singing at the Ted Cruz rally?
No, the one where she got announced as his VP running mate.
She starts singing something to Ted Cruz's kids.
She sang something?
She sang something like,
what?
There's two girls there that I adore. I'm so happy going to see you more.
Shut up.
Something like that.
Shut up. I'm finding it. Here it is. Okay, wait. Okay, we're going to go all out on this. Chat room, I'm going to put you on this.
Jumbotron? You putting on the Jumbotron?
I'm putting on the Jumbotron. Yep. So here's your web view. Let's scooch that over. Hold on. It's not running Flash for some reason. There we go.
Please. I hope none of you have eaten anything recently.
All right, here it is.
Unusual press conference for many ways. Carly Fiorina came out. She had the cheers. She had the crowd. Then there was this one rather strange moment. Let me just play it.
We've been traveling around the country, and I've come to know Ted and Heidi and Caroline and Catherine.
Excuse me. And other names I almost forgot while I was on stage.
Where's my cue cards?
She really did pause that way. I was getting nervous for her. All right. There's more.
I know two girls that I just adore.
Shit.
I'm so happy I can see them more.
Okay. I can't do it. I can't finish it, dude. I really can't do it.
I think that's the end of it. I think it's just...
Is that
it? One verse, yeah.
Let's see. Oh, hold on. We'll see. If there's. Oh, damn it, CNN. You're the worst. Never mind. It's gone. Anyway, so where are we? Oh, yeah. We're over here. I can't watch it. I can't finish it.
No.
You know, there's certain things you just can't finish.
Yeah.
That's one of them right there.
Yeah.
It's like a 30-inch sandwich at some place you don't like. Just can't finish it. All right, that's it for Twitter time. Ask TMS is the hashtag. Use it all week, please. I would like to remind people that today's episode of PM is only here because you guys help us out. Patreon.com/TMS. A little bit goes a long way. Please consider it. Want to thank our good buddy and pal over there, Todd Whitehead, who purveys all great things at alphageekradio.com. Mm-hmm. The show is simulcast on alphageekradio.com, both video and audio, and archives are played all the time. There as well. Please go check it out. And if you haven't done this before, go to tunein.alphageekradio.com and you'll find all the ways you can get it. Did you know you can get it on your Roku, your Apple TV, your TV, smart TVs, all your little devices?
Your Ouya, your Genesis,
yep,
your...
All of that. TuneIn Radio, freaking everywhere. Right. And it's all because of that. So alphageekradio.com. We don't give him near enough thanks. We're going to start doing that more. Mm-hmm. frogpants.com/TMS for everything else. Leave us voicemails at 801-471-0462 and emails themorningstream@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter @morningstream, @ScottJohnson, @Coverville. All right, that's it. Let's get out. Let's be done. You got some music to be playing.
One last song.
Do it!
And man, what a way to close out the week. Hello, Scott and Brian, says Caitlin. I'd like to request a song to celebrate the upcoming anniversary, which is Saturday the 30th, with my best friend and love of my life, Montana. Sorry, Scott, you didn't choose his name. He's a huge fan of TMS in the instance and has introduced me to the wonderful world of Frog Pants. I'm requesting a cover of You're the Best by Joe Esposito because what started simply as a joke has now stuck as our song. So
you're the best around. That
one's the one.
Oh,
yep.
My gosh.
So a shout out for being my rock and... the best around. Love you to the moon and back. Signed, Caitlin.
Nice.
Well, it's cute that it's your song, and it's too bad. I mean, you know, it's great that you've been married for 5 years, but it's too bad you didn't have this version of the song before you got married, because this could have been your first dance, and what a sweet first dance it would have been. This is performed by the Robotnists from their 2013 album Souvenirs. It's a cover of the song by, yes, Joe Esposito, former lead singer of Survivor, right? Is that?
I think there's some connection there, right?
There's some connection. Maybe not the lead singer, but
right.
Definitely connected to Survivor.
Sure.
And you're the best around.
All right. Well, here's this reminder.
We do. We suck at the teat of cable.
All right. Just a reminder. Brian sucks at the teat of cable only when he's drunk.
The teat of cable.
Thank you guys very much. We'll see you on Monday. Big stuff next week. So come on back for that. We'll see you then.
Try to be best, cause you're only a man. A man's got a word to take it. Try to believe, there's a goal of you to love, but you gotta hang tough to make it. History repeats itself, try to succeed.
Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Oh, I don't have a thing to play.
I love Big Bird.
Okay.